Okay, today is Daf Nun. Today's Daf Nun. We're on Daf Mem Tesla and Beis by the new parak. This is the parak called. Parak is called Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, and the reason why it's called Rabbi Shmuel is because we start off with the words Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Shalosh Avanim Ze Besad Ze Markolas." Three stones. It's really shaped like a triangle. Two stones with a third stone on top. Two stones next to each other with a third stone on top. That is Markulis. What is that? What kind of?
Not the Markulis. That is next to
Markulis. No. That is the Avodah Zarah called Markulis. They would throw stones at that Markulis configuration, and apparently we're going to see any stone that got added to the
Markulis.
To the Markulis became part of the Avodah Zarah, because we're going to have a whole discussion between Avodah Zarah itself and Takrovis for Avodah Zarah. And Takrovis for Avodah Zarah is more machmir than the Avodah Zarah itself. Why that is, we're going to learn out of a pasuk. Avodah Zarah itself, the goy could be mevatel, but the Takrovis can never become batel. We're going to learn out of a pasuk. So it's more machmir. So you need to know, what's the Avodah Zarah, what's the Markola, what's the Avodah Zarah, and what are the stones that service it? What kind of Avodah Zarah is this? So it's hard to say, because we can't understand what Avodah Zarah was. Like, why would somebody worship three rocks shaped like a triangle? I don't know. But the Meiri says, really, it was worshipping the ground. They worshipped the ground, which is that makes sense, because that's where you get your life from, right? They worshipped the ground. The stones were just an extension of the ground. It was a physical way to worship the ground. That's what the Meiri says. Okay. Okay, who says that? Oh, the Tiferes Yisrael says that.
Because it's really mercury.
That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says, that's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. And the shape is like a person, right? Two, like a snowman. Two things in a body. It was to represent the person, and it was like a person's in charge of the world and all commerce and all that.
It's just saying that if you come across a rock formation and you don't know that it's an Avodah Zarah shape like that, you can assume it is. Is that what they're saying? Or that they're telling you there's a sign there, Markolis?
No, there's a sign there, Markolis. There's a sign there. Yeah. Okay. Now, you should know that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that it's usur to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah if it's not mentioned in the Zarah. So Baal Yigur allowed to mention. Yes, it's an isur to mention Avodah Zarah if it's not mentioned in the Torah. Avodah Zarah, not mentioned in the Torah. So how could the Gemara say right over here is Markulis? The answer is that's not the real name of the Avodah Zarah. It's a nickname. The real name is, but no, you're allowed to mention it for learning Torah anyway. The real name is called Kilus, and Markulis, Mar means bitter. So it's like a bitter, that's baloney, it's bitter. That's, therefore it's motor all the time, and it's not a problem. Okay. So anyway, so let's say, Shalosh Avonim Zebesad Zeh, Bitzad Markulis. You find three stones next to Markulis, not Markulis, next to it. Says Rabbi Shmuel, Asuros. They're usur. Why are they usur? Because chances are they're part of Markulis. You're in the Markulis temple, you're on a tour, and you see three stones next to the Markulis, you can't touch them. They're usur. Shtayim, mutaros. Two are mutar. Of course, the Gemara is going to ask, that doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is going to ask that. Chacham omrim, chacham say no, a different geder. Shaniros, imo, asuros. If it appears that they're part of this Avodah Zarah, part of this production, this service, then asuros. Shein niros imo mutaros. If it's not nearby, then it's mutar. That's a very cryptic Mishnah, not so easy. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbanan, what at least makes sense. Kasavi, they hold. Ovdin l'shvarim. They worship shvarim. Which shvarim means broken pieces, right? So what it means is like this. When they throw the stone on the Markulis, it becomes part of the Markulis, and then it fell off. So it's like a broken part of the Avodah Zarah. They worship that also. So therefore, Nirishimo Dekalamera Mine Nafal Asuros. If it's right nearby, and you could say that it fell from the idol, it is Asur. Krovo Shein Nirishimo Mutaros. But you found a rock in the parking lot, that's not near this Avodah Zarah, that's not part of it. That's Mutar. You, like you said, you walk down the street, you see a rock. Oh, maybe this is from Markulis somewhere? You don't have to be choshish for that. It's Mutaros. By the way, I'm being exaggerating. The Gemara is saying in a few minutes, it's four amos away. It's four amos, it's already far away. Not in the parking lot, you know, some far away place. It's already four amos, it's already far away. Ella, Rabbi Shmuel Maika Safar. What's Rabbi Shmuel hold? He says three no, two yes. E ovzin l'shvarin. If you worship the broken pieces, then I feel tati namilitzar. Then I'm in three or two. If you worship the broken pieces, then two is also usher, right?
Even one.
Exactly. E ain ovzin l'shvarin. And if you don't worship them, then I feel tlat namilah. Then three is also mutter. So what's going on? So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. No. If you know that these rocks fell off the Avodah Zarah, everyone holds a tasser. Everyone holds a tasser. Why does everyone hold a tasser? Because it's a takrovis for Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah itself, or it's takrovis. We'll see in a minute. Either it's service, or it's the actual Avodah Zarah. They used to mark them, or they wrote on them, or something. They graved them. Everyone holds a tasser. No shaila about that. Even if you hold, you don't worship pieces. Hani mili, Avodah Kochavim, Dalav Hainu Urche. That's because most idols, when they break, they're worthless. Piece broke off. Nobody worships pieces. Most even the Goyim didn't do that. They worship peace. Havohacha, Demeikara, Tavur Mitbare, Hainu Urche. But over here, it was always broken. In other words, these stones were never part of the idol. I threw them on. I made them part. Now they broke off. That's just the normal way of serving this idol. So those stones stay usher. No one disputes that. Right? No one disputes that. Look at Rashi, the first Rashi on the page. The first Rashi in the Gemara, the second to the bottom line. Kol ha'avanim ha'nizrakos, sham, any stone you throw at the Markolis, nitosufu al ha'markolis, becomes added on to Markolis, v'nase gadol avodos kochavim. And it becomes, you keep making a bigger and bigger idol. And at some point they fall. U'kishay no'oshu, when they fall, have a shivrei avodos kochavim. They become pieces of avodos zara. Pieces broke off. So do you worship pieces or not? By Markolis, it's irrelevant. Of course you worship the pieces. The whole avodos zara is like this. Of course you worship the pieces. V'hashto lo chashiv luhu takroves. This is not called takroves. Ela avodos zara b'fnei atzma. It's avodos zara by itself.
But they're only worshiping the pieces when they're in that formation and nearby.
Exactly. So in the parking lot, that's not a free issue.
Right, right.
But over here, right where our idol is, the idol's here, and next to it is 25 stones.
That's
where those stones...
Only have that formation.
Correct, correct. So the worship was to add it on to the idol, make it bigger and bigger and bigger. At some point, they fall off, right? Those stones remain off there. Even if you hold, nobody worships broken pieces. It's different. The whole Avodah Zarah is to worship like this. Right. Keep Ligi. So what's the whole machlokas in the Mishnah? Keep Ligi bistama. The whole machlokas is stam. Now, what does stam mean? I walk by, I see some stones over here. Now, bikrovo, bimikrovos, if they're very close by to the idol, nami, dikalamemar, minein afal, tifyakal asuros. Again, everyone's called a tasar. Ki pligi, what's the machlokes? Bimuchakos. The machlokes is when they're far away. How far away? Says Rashi, top line, arba amos. Four amos away, divadai lav minei nafal. They certainly didn't fall from this idol. Why? Why are they 8 feet away? It's too far away. Right? But so far away. They didn't fall from this idol. Impossible. Vadai, Rashi says. Not a suffix. Vadai, not fall from them. They fall right down next to it. Not 8 feet away. They don't roll. Keep ligi b'mruchakos. Don't machlokas. In the Mishnah, is when they're far away. So the Gemara says, v'habitad markolos, Tony. But the Mishnah says, next to the markolos. Yes, my Batad arba amos di day. Yeah, it meant within 4 amos away. 4 amos away. It's next to it, but it's 4 amos away. So what is that? That's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. If, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's... Oh, what's someone said a second?
2 or 3, what's the difference?
What? No, so now we're going to explain. Rabbi Shmuel shavar, Rabbi Shmuel holds, osin markolas cotton, Batad markolas gadol. We'll make a little markolas next to the big one. So therefore... These little stones that fell are also Avodah Zarah. Shalosh, Dedamin, Lamakolas, Asuros. 3 that resemble the Makolas are Asur. Shtayim, Mutaros. 2 are Mutar. Rabbanan Savri, Ain Osin Makolas Katan Bitzad Gadol, Makolas Gadol. We don't make a small one next to a big one. Why not? So the Namuki Yosef says, we don't want to have the 2 Makolas look like 2 women next to each other. Whatever that means. So therefore, the guy will never do that. So therefore, lo shna shalosh, lo shna shnayim. Doesn't make a difference if it's 3 or 2. It makes no difference. That's not the factor. The factor is, nearest imo asuros, She'ein niras imo mutaros. If it appears, it's from the makos, it's aser. If it doesn't appear that way, it's mutter. What does appear mean? 4 amos away. If it's more than 4 amos away, it doesn't appear that it's part of this idol. What is it? It's tamma stone over there. Okay? That's the end of the story. Of that piece. Now, not a hard off today. Amar Mar, we said, Biyadua Shinashru Bimenu Divya Kol Asiros. If you know for sure that they fell off this idol, everyone holds a tasser. No shaila about that, right? Everyone holds tasser. For a mini, 1 minute. We ask a question. It says, for a mini, Avonim Shinashru Mina Markolas. If Avonim fell off the Markolas, Niros Imo Asuros, if it appears it's part of the idol, Asur, Shein Niros Imo Mutaros. If it appears it's not part, then it's Mutar. Now, we said that everyone agreed to that. Right? We said everyone agreed to that. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, this is a Brisa, Shalosh Asuros, Shtayim Mutaros. So, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree with that at all. We said before that if it falls off and it's clear, it's from the idol. No one says it's mutter. Rabbi Shmuel just said it's mutter if it's three, right? If it's two, it's mutter. So we just said a minute ago, no one says that. Now that Bryce says Rabbi Shmuel says that, this is stira, right? Amar Rava, lo tema shenashru. No, it doesn't mean they fell off. If they fell off, no one holds its mutter. Have to change that word there. Ela ema shenimtzu. Not that they fell off. They were found there. We don't even know if they fell off. Shenimtzu. They're found there. Rashi says, Niros emo. It's the third skinny line. Niros emo asuros. Shemimenu nafal. Yeah. If it appears that they fell, that they were with them, they're asur. Why? Because they fell off the idol. However, uishivram demarkulis vade asurin kedamaran. That's certainly asur. What happened over here? We're not sure they fell off. We found some stones over here. So, says, Vesavar Bishmal, Shtayim Mutaros. And Bishmal holds, two, we're not sure they fell off, are mutter. Very good. Vatanya, Bishmal Omer, Bishmal said, Shtayim, two, right? Bitfitha lo asuros. If it's one grab from the idol, then it's mutasur. Shalosh, but if it's three stones, afilu meruchakos asuros. Even if it's far away, it's still asur, right? So he's asuring it. He's asuring it, right? Even if it's found nearby, as long as it's reachable in one grab. So Amar Rava lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan. The Mishnah was talking about b'tfisa achas. I'm sorry. This brisa was talking about one grab. Kan b'shtei tfisos. Our Mishnah was talking about it's too far away for one grab. You need two grabs. Rashi said, v'hechi dami. How could that be that there's two grabs? How could that be? The ikka gavoa b'nei u'b'nei. There's a mound in between the two stones, or in between the stones and the makulas, within 4 amos. But you can't get to it. How'd the stone get there? There's a makulas, a mountain, and on the other side of the mountain is a stone, or three stones, or 1,000 stones. How'd they get there? There's a mountain in between, within 4 amos. Oh, in that case, sounds like Rashi. So, betfisa achas. Ready? See the Rashi, betfisa achas? Ha diktoni asuros, betfisa achas. When do we say it's usher, one grab, she'ain, hefzik, beinam l'makulis? There's no hefzik between them. There's no space, no intermediary between the stones and the makulis. Vasura, bein l'rabbi Shmuel, bein l'rabbanan. Everyone holds that's usher. No one holds that's mutter. The t'chol toch dalat amos niros imo karile. Because if it's within 4 amos, it's right nearby. V'shalosh meruchakos hu depligi. They're only arguing if it's more than 4 amos away. V'ha Dokimna Lael Pluxayu Besok Tal Ramos. We brought a brisa that said within 4 amos, Rabbi Shmuel Shtay Mutaros. Rabbi Shmuel said 2 are mutter, Ulrabonon, Gimel, Nami Mutaros. 3 are also mutter. Bishtei Tfizos, Kedim Farsh. Yeah, that's when it's 2 grids, when it's too far away. Right? Look at the next Rashi. Ika gavoa, tel, some kind of a mound, masik beinam, lemarkulis, separates between the two of them. Dahavilu kimruchokos. So it's considered far away, even if it's one arm away, it's considered far away. Why? The lekalabemarmini naflu. How did they fall off over here and land on the other side of the mountain? How'd that happen? It didn't happen. Hilkach, Rabbi Shmuel, Shtayim Mutaros, two or more, Aval Gimel, Asuros, to Osir Makulis, Cotton, Betan Makulis, Gadol. Because they'll make a mini Makulis over there. So that's why it's Asar. That's why it's Asar.
So why is it Asar on the other side of the mound, according to the Rabbanan?
It's not.
It's not?
No. Here we say, back to the Gemara. Makulis, Kiagav, the Mihavi? So what? So exactly, it's not. Can it be such a thing like that? Is that even a Markulis? For Tanya. Eluhain Avne Beis Kulis. This is the Avonim of Beis Kulis. Achas Mikan, Vachas Mikan, Vachas Agadein. It has to be two, and then one on top of the two. Not three stones random. So Amarava, Kitanyahi, Iker Markulis. That's the Iker Markulis. But if you're very frum, very frum worshipper of Markulis, you'll even worship if it's not like that, look like that. But as long as it's three. Because he's so interested. So that's already a told of the Markulis. Also a problem. Okay?
So that simon of a triangle.
That's the Iker. But if you don't have the triangle, if you're very firm, they'll worship anything.
So why don't you say that, but if it's not a triangle, and you say it's a plain rock that were put there?
Because there's a Markulis 4 amas away.
So?
It happens to be on the other side of the mountain. But it's four amas away.
Isn't that a problem, though, if there's a mountain between it?
So it's not. So that's why the Rashi explained that Rabbanan holds mutter.
Right.
Why? Because nobody makes a small idol like that.
Right.
So therefore it's mutter. Rabbi Shmuel, turns out, you thought Rabbi Shmuel was more makel, it turns out he's more machmer. That's a very difficult...
Machmer in reverse.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Beryanai Malka Charuv. The house of Yanai, listen to this, Gemara. The house of Yanai... got destroyed. Yanni the king. The house got destroyed. There was some happened in the house burnt, got destroyed. Asu of the Kochavim, Goyim came along, Okimu be Markulis. And they established Markulis in that house. Asu of the Kochavim Achrini, different idol, different Goyim came, Delo Polchol in Markulis, they don't worship Markulis. Shaklinu, they took out all those stones. Vichibu behen Drachim Fetar Taros. And they used it to pave the roads. So can you walk on those roads? Why? Because... What?
It's not in Markulis anymore. It's a road.
They will
mevatel it. Excellent. But they will only mevatel, that's what we're going to see in a minute, the Avodah Zarah you can be mevatel. You cannot be mevatel a takrovis for Avodah Zarah.
Right.
What is that? The stones. So, Ikar Rabbanan Deparshi, some Rabbanan wouldn't go on those roads. They wouldn't walk on those roads. Vikar Rabbanan, Parshi means to withhold, right? They withheld. Vikar Rabbanan, the low parshi, and some Rabbanan didn't withhold. They wouldn't do it. They would walk there. They wouldn't hold back from walking there. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Benan Shel Kadoshim Mahalech Aleihen, the great children of the holy ones would walk on them. Vanan Nefesh Bimbo, and we're going to not walk on them. We're going to be firmer than them. So Man Niu Benan Shel Kadoshim. Who is this Benan Shel Kadoshim? Who is this person? It's Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Simai. It's Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Simai. He would say it's not a problem. Now, why is he called such a holy man? He's the son of the holy men. Vamai karile benan shel kadoshim. Why is he called that? Da filu, I think he's such a makel. He walked. Look at this. He walked on the stones from the Markulis. What a makel! Yeah, afilu tzurasa dechazia lo mistakel. He wouldn't even look at a coin that had the image of a person on it. He wouldn't look at a $1 bill or a $1 coin with George Washington. He would look at that. But held that was a Avodah Zarah. That he wouldn't even look at. But he was makel. He walked on the stones. Why do you walk on the stones? Because the Mati said it was bittel, right? But he was so kadosh, he wouldn't look at images on coins. So Taka, what's the heter to look at images on coins? What's the heter?
We don't worship.
What?
We don't worship.
No, we don't worship George Washington. What about the Caesar or these avodah zarah they used to put on the coins? What's the heter? Was he so machmir or was that normal of halacha? And everyone else has to ask how they could be able to do it, right? So Tosfos says in Hachi Gar Sinan, he says that's not a it wasn't a chumrah, right? He says Vim Tomer, Ma Chasidus Yekav Zeh? What kind of Chasidus is that? It's a free halacha. Harmina Perak Shoel, the Yunka Atzma Surul Estakel. You know, look at the image of an Avodah Zarah. afilu b'chol. Even if it's weekday. Even if it's diksiv, al tifnu el alilim. Is that a kadosh? He's like some machmir, some chassid? No, it's a tahalocha. So Tosa says, v'shema, b'tzura d'zuza, shiraga liras batadir, lo shaycha behafna. Yeah, they're going to worship coins.
Money, it's not the same
thing. I know, it's a different kind of worshiping money. Exactly. Then they'll worship even George Washington.
Exactly.
Right. So these coins that you pass in the street, you buy groceries with the coins, that's not worshiping those coins. Therefore, the heter developed. Right? Lo shaykh be'afla. Fafilu haki lo mustakam. He wouldn't look at it. That's not an isser. To walk by a church, to peek in, and to go stare at everything, that's an isser. Don't look at that. But to look at the coins, that's what Tosfos says. It wasn't even really, that's not really an Isser. It's coins they use every day. Yeah, in a chrami, there's an image of somebody on there. Maybe even an image of an idol. Could be. But that's not an Isser. So, right. So since it's such a common coin, no one worships them like that. And therefore, they're not a problem. He would look at it. He was Machmir. He wouldn't look at it. That's why it's called the Kadosh. He wouldn't look at it. Nevertheless, he held its mutter to walk on these roads. So it's a little bit of a steer, no?
Yeah.
My timer. So now the Gemara says back to the Gemara. I'm the second to bottom, the second to last skinny line. My timer demanded parish. Why would somebody not walk on those roads? Savar la, Kadim of Gidl, Amar of Kiyabar Yosef, Amar Rav. Menayin, the takroves avodah zarah. If it's a takroves for avodah zarah, a service to the idol, she'ain la betela olamis. It never can become batal. Right? Think of those shetels. If you hold it, it's takrovis for avodah zarah, it can never become batal. Did they take them and put them in bags and throw them in the trash, and then some shetel macher comes and retrieves it from the trash, or he buys it? Not batal. Because it's a funny halacha. Avodah zarah itself can become batal. But the takrovis cannot become batal. Shenemar, it's a pasuk. Vayitzmedu lebal pa'or. They attached themselves to bal pa'or. And they ate from the sacrifices of the dead. Ma mace ain lo betelo laolam. A mace will never become batal. The tumah, the issers of using a mace. Af takrovis avodah zarah kachavim ain lo betelo laolam. It never becomes batal. It's a paradox. The avodah zarah yes, and the takrovis no. That's the halacha. What can I tell you? So therefore, if turn out, what is Barcolas? It's a funny avodah zarah. Because on the one hand, it becomes attached to the avodah zarah, so it becomes avodah zarah. In which case, if you're using that to pave the street, obviously you bevatel it. You don't pave the street with things you love. You don't pave the street with things you worship. Or no, the stones, as Takrovis says, never batel. Even if you use it to pave the street, still usher. So that was the issue. Mandalo parish.
But then you can never walk outside.
What?
You can never walk outside, you never know.
So mandalo parish, Amar. They hold like this. Very hard topic. Ba'ina ke'ein p'nim v'leka. In order for a takroves, or even a avodah zarah, to be aser bahana, it has to resemble something done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what an avodah p'nim. Something done in the Beis HaMikdash. Shchita, ktores, zrika. Has to be something like that. What's stones? Nothing, so nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says in the bottom, Zvachim Shabamikdash, sacrificing in the Beis HaMikdash, who dahari takrovis? That's something that could be takrovis. Tidichsiv, Zovech, Lelokim, Yecharam, Lelohim, Lecharam, don't worship other people. Levilti Hashem Levadu, only to Hashem you should worship. Alma, Dome Kilifnim, Kari Zovech of the Kochavim. If it's something that's similar to what we do in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a problem.
There's no stone worship in the Avodah Zarah, in the Beis HaMikdash. There's Shechita, that we do. There's Rika, there's Ketores, all that, that's also by Avodah Zarah. Therefore, paving the roads, never a problem. So you can walk on any street you want, if you hold this, because it's not an issue. And that idea of only things worshipped inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's a very hard standard to, the Gemara is going to ask. I think it's tomorrow. If you shecht a grasshopper, is the grasshopper aser b'hana? Well, there was shechita in the Beis HaMikdash, but not grasshoppers. Not such an easy category to define, right? So, Amar of Yosef bar Abba, Ikla Rabba bar Yirmiyah la'asrin. Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah came to our place. He came to our town. Va'asa, and he came. Va'isi masnisa biyadei, and he brought along the following halacha, following Mishnah. Oved kochavim, a goy, shehevi avanim menarkulis. He takes the stones out of the Markulis. He's a paving contractor, right? So where's he going to get stones from? He goes to the Markulis temple and takes all the stones out, right? And he takes all the stones out. V'chipa v'hendrachim v'tartos. And he paves the roads with them. So says Rabbi Yosef Araba, mutaros. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter?
Bottle.
What? Bottle, right? However, Yisrael, shevi avanim v'narkulis, if the Jewish contractor does that, gets the stones out of there. The chibim and drachim to those asuros. It's aser. Why is it aser? Because a Jew cannot be mevatel the vodazar of a goy. Very, very good. Veleth nagar, and there's no a nagar means a carpenter. There's no nagar, velo bar nagar, and no son of a carpenter. The yifrikine. That can answer my question. What's the question? We don't know what the question is. So Amar of Sheshes, ana lo nagar. I'm not a carpenter. Vana lo bar nagar ana. I'm not even the son of a carpenter. Uperkine lay, and I can answer the question. My kushya lay, Rav Gidl, what was the question? What was the question that he has an answer to, right? So the answer is, the question is, a minute, if Takrovis Avodazara can never become bottle, so how on earth can you use the roads to walk on? That's Takrovis Avodazara, that was the question. So no one can answer that question. But very simple answer. The only time it's aser, takrovis is aser, is if it's something that would be that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, as an avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. If it's not an avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not aser. Stones was not in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they're not aser.
But it's still the actual avoda zara, or still the takrovis? I mean, stone is both. Which one is it? Right?
It is both. Right? So they're holding. Right, so they're holding, it doesn't matter. Even this idea that Takrovis is Usher forever is only if it was something done in the Beit HaMikdash. But if it wasn't done in the Beit HaMikdash, it's not Usher forever.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Bowing down, it's not done in the Beit HaMikdash as an Avoda. It's not towards, it was done as a side effect of Avoda.
So it's a good question. We're gonna see that tomorrow. I think we're going to see that tomorrow. The Gemara is going to ask a lot of questions about these types of things. Singing, not a real Avoda, but they're connected to Avoda. So then that's going
to
be good enough.
Because you have to be there.
Right. No, I mean, there might be a halacha. We'll see. We'll see tomorrow. I think tomorrow.
Because everybody was bowing down to problem.
It's a good question. Hold that question until tomorrow. I think tomorrow we might address it. I don't remember. I think we might address it tomorrow. So excellent question. So that's the question. What's going to be with bowing? These things that we do, but they're not chiyuvim. What if you don't want to bow? Is it chiyuv to bow? I don't know about that. No chiyuv. What about a shechita? That's a chiyuv. Zrika is a chiyuv. Haktaris is a chiyuv. Lighting the menorah is a chiyuv. So all these things are chiyuvim. So we'll see tomorrow. I think we'll see tomorrow. Because the Gemara is going to ask a lot of funny questions about this topic tomorrow. So if we don't answer tomorrow, then it's a good question. We have to figure an answer for that. Anyway, Amar of Yosef Bar Abba. And this has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. This is a tangent about someone saying, you can't answer my question, like we just said. Amar of Yosef Bar Abba. Ikla Rabba Bar Yirmiyah La'asman. Same person. I see Masnisa. And he brought the following question, the following Mishnah. Masliyim, you're allowed to take out worms from a tree during Shemitah. You're not allowed to improve the ground, you're not allowed to work on the land. That's not working on the land. That's just keeping the tree status quo. It shouldn't get ruined. That you're allowed to do. You don't have to let your trees get ruined. You can't improve it. Status quo you're allowed to do. So taking out the worms is considered keeping it status quo. Masliyim, umizahamin, and he could also do mizahamin. Mizahamin, Rashi says, means that when look at the last wide line. Kishiyesh makabi ilan, when there's something wrong with the tree, has a wound or something. Vinishrek tath klipat, so when it's starting to peel off, the bark is starting to peel off. Madbikin sham zevel, they would put some fertilizer there. Vikoshrin shaloy, and they would tie it onto the tree, so it's sticking to the tree. Shaloyamas, that the tree shouldn't die. Again, I'm making improving, I'm just making sure it doesn't get worse. That you're allowed to do. The low dummy, high la'ain, mezablin, the moid cotton. This doesn't mean fertilizing, like we say the moid cotton, and I'll do on Shemitah. That's mamash fertilizing the ground. This is not that. The hasam zevel karakav havi avoda besad the shebekarim. That's a problem. This is just to help the tree not die. Bishvius on Shemitah. However, the ain masliyin umezahim in b'moid. But you can't do those two things on chalamoid. Right? Chalamoid is a funny time. It's not Yontif. It's not Chol. It's Chol Hamoed. Says this Brisa. Says he came with this statement. That on Shemitah you can do it. A Chol Hamoed you can't do it. Khan v'Khan, but both of them, not on Shemitah and not on Chol Hamoed, ain't mezagmin. You can't prune. You can't prune. Why? It's mamash improvement. It's mamash improvement. V'sachin shemen legzum, but you can put oil on a what's a gzum?
Prune branch.
You can't prune the branch on Chol Hamoed, right? V'shmir oil ben moed ben b'shvius. What's that mean? So the next Rashi says, Aval sachin shemen legizum. You can put oil on the what's a gizum on a branch. Kidei on pruning. You can put oil on the pruning. If you pruned it before Yontif or before Shemitah, and now it's not working out so well, you can put oil there to make sure it doesn't die. Why? Same thing. It's not improving. It's just making it status quo. Malacha shiavodas karka asa rachmana. Fahani lav malachas karka ninu. It's not malachas karka. The ukume ilana ba'almahu shloyamas. It's just as a tree shouldn't die. The ein mashbichol ilan el mamida kmoshu. It doesn't make the tree better. It just leaves it at the status quo. That's mutter on Chol Hamoed and on Shemitah. V'les naga v'les v'lo bar naga de pirkenei. No one can answer this question. What's the question? Amar Ravina, anolo nagar, anolo ben nagar, ana mafkinalei. And I'm not a carpenter, I'm not the son of a carpenter, but I can answer the question. What's the question? My kushya, my kakashalei. So this question was as follows. Ilema moed ashvias kakashalei. If the question was, what's the difference between moed, Chol Hamoed and Shemitah? Why Shemitah can you do certain things and a Chol Hamoed not? Why? What's the difference? Maishna shvias deshari, on Shemitah I'm allowed to pull out the worms, I'm allowed to do that on Shemitah, maishna moed aser. How come on Chol Hamoed I can't do that? It's also just to keep the tree status quo. What's the difference? So, me dummy, you can't compare the two. Why can't you compare the two? Shvi is malacha asar rachmana. On Shemitah, malacha is asar. Tircha shari. Tircha is mutter. You want to do some tircha on, you could do. Want to schlep around things? Moed, afilu tircha nami asar. But on moed, even a tircha is asar. Excessive tircha, so to go down to the store and buy a tractor on Chol Hamoed, maybe you shouldn't do that. It's a big tircha. You shouldn't do that on Chol Hamoed, right? Meaning, even to do this pulling out the worms, even that you shouldn't do on Chol Hamoed. Why? It's a tircha. Busy with that all day on Chol Hamoed, you shouldn't be busy with that on Chol Hamoed. Even to save the tree. If that's the case, if that's true, the Ella zihum agizim kakashale, then there's a problem. Maishna zihum deshari. So how come we said zihum you're allowed to do, right? The maishna gizum the usher and gizum you're not allowed to do. What's zihum? So we said you're not allowed to do mezagim. That you can't prune. But you can put the oil in to save the pruning. So why could you use that on Chol Hamoed? Why is that mutter? Why should that be mutter? You're busy spending your day on Chol Hamoed in the garden? They shouldn't be doing that. So that's a kasha. So me dummy? No. Zihum ikume ilana fishari. No, zihum, just so the tree shouldn't die, that's mutter. Gizum ebure ilana asr. But gizum, which improves the tree, that you can't do. That's not a kasha, that you can't do. Ella, if that's true, zihum azihum kakashale. Then there's the kasha of zihum to zihum. Why? Diktani, maslian, you can pull out worms, umizamin, and you can fertilize wounds in the tree, b'shvias, on Shemitah. Verminu, we have another brisa that says, mizamin es hanatios, you're allowed to do this zihum to saplings, to make, if there's any wounds in the tree, you can do that. Vikarchin, oson, you can wrap them up. Vikom tmin, and you, Osan, you could trim them. Fosan lehem batim, you could put like you know those fences around them, like a house around it. Umashkin oso ad Rosh Hashanah, and you could do it until Rosh Hashanah. The implication is once Shemitah starts, you can't do that anymore. You can't do these things anymore. So it's a stira. Where Rashi says shaler shvius afal pi shavodas ilan aser shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Even though you really have to stop 30 days before.
Stop
working the land 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh El already. Hacha Shari, Shlo Yimusu Hanatios. They shouldn't die. Right. Yeah, you have more time. right? Because Rashi said that's 30 days. It was a Din d'Rabbanan, so they waived that Din d'Rabbanan for young trees. However, add Rosh Hashanah in, b'Shviyas lo. Until Rosh Hashanah, yeah, Shvita not. So that was the Kasha. The Kasha was, how come Shvita, yeah? One Bryce says Shvita, yeah, and one Bryce says Shvita, no. That's the Kasha. Dilma, Kidr of Ukva Bar Chama. Dumber of Ukva Bar Chama, maybe it's like him. Trey, Kashkushi Havi. There's two types of digging. Chad la brua ilane. One is to make the tree better for Aser. For Chad, was stume pili for Shari. And one is just to, what's stume pili?
Cover the roots.
Cover the roots. That's just to keep status quo. That's just to keep the status quo. Whatever that is, something with roots, and that should be mutter. So that's also not a kasha. Hakanami, tree zihimume havi. There must be two types of zihum. Chad la kume ilane. One is to keep the trees alive. Shari, that's mutter. V'chad la'bruri ilani v'asr. And one is to keep the tree, and one is not to keep the tree alive. One is to improve the tree, that's asr. So, bottom line, back to square one. Right? What was the kasha? What was the kasha? That he said, well, I have an answer for. What was the kasha?
So, a pesticide would be okay. A pesticide to prevent
him. That could be. It could be. You have to ask the Shilas. The Ella, sicha asicha kakashale. Now, the kasha was sicha. Diktani, sachin, shemen, legazam. You're allowed to put oil onto this pruning that you did beforehand to make sure the tree doesn't die. Bein b'moed, bein b'shvias. Whether it's chalamoid or shvita, we said that was both mutter. V'ruminu, 1 minute. Sachin es hapagin. You're allowed to put oil on dates. Umenakvin, what? I'm sorry, figs. Umenakvin, and you can puncture holes in them. Umefatmin, O son, and you can fatten them up. Ad Rosh Hashanah. Oh, son, add to Rosh Hashanah. Add Rosh Hashanah in, but Shvita is low. So what do you see? You cannot add oil to fruit, to trees, on Shvita. And yet we said a minute ago that you can. That was the kasha. And the answer is, me dummy, they're not comparable. Ha'sa ha'cham akume ilane v'shari. Now, I want to put oil on the wound. I want to keep the tree alive. That's mutter. Ha'sam over there, what are they doing? They're puncturing the dates, the figs, and then they're sticking in some oil to fatten up the fig. That you can't do. It's a totally different thing. But do my peri of Asr. They're fattening up the peros. Plump. That's Asr. That you can't do. Oh, before Shemitah, of course you can do that. You can't do that on Shemitah. It's totally different things. That one has one shot, what the kasha was. Amalei Rav Simi Breder of Ashi Laravina Bar Yirmiya Sicha Demoed Azim Demoed Kakashale. No, there was a different kasha. His kasha was, why are some things a Chalam and Mutter and some Asr? That was his kasha. Michti. They're both to keep the tree alive. Maishna, hai, the shari. Why is putting oil on the wound mutter? Umaishna, hai, asr. And why is putting zevel on the wound asr? Pulling out worms, why is that asr? But oil you can put, oil you can put. Why is that mutter? What's going on here? Why is it different chalamoid? Hainadik amale. That's why he said, les nagar, followed by nagar, the perkine. Nobody can answer that one. Okay. So, should we start? We'll start now the next Gemara. It's very hard, this piece. Amar Yehuda Marav. Avodas kochavim. Sha'ov dinoso b'makal shever. The Avodah Zarah is worshipped. B'makal. It's worshipped with a stick. What do you do with the stick? You bang the stick on the idol. Okay? That's how you worship the idol. Shever makal b'foneha. Chayev. If you break the stick, you're chayev. What are you chayev? You're chayev for worshipping the idol. Or the stick is a chayev, it's aser b'hana.
You shake it in front of the Avodah Zarah.
You shake it in front of the Azara and it broke.
And then you broke it.
Zarak makal b'foneha, potter.
It's chayev misa.
Why? Because a guy worships the Avodah Zarah. However, Zarak makal b'foneha, potter. If he threw the stick, he's potter. Okay? Now, why is he potter? Because that's not idol worship. What is that? That's nothing. Now, amalei abaye l'rava, maishna shever dahavilei ke'ein zvicha. Why are you chayev if you broke the stick? Because it's like slaughter. Just like when you shecht, you break the neck, you break the animal, so too, when the stick breaks, it's like Shechita, and therefore you're a chayev.
I don't think you're breaking the stick on purpose. I think
that's the goal.
Byproduct of
right. See, that's, you're saying the same thing. You're saying it's not on purpose.
No, it just, you're doing something. It happens to break you.
Maybe it is on purpose. Maybe it is on purpose. Maybe it is on purpose. So. However, Zarak, not in Habileke, in Zerika. So why isn't Zarak also, it's a problem with Zerika?
Yeah.
You have Zerika also in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara answers, listen to this answer. Amarle, be'ina Zerika, mishtaberes v'leka. Because when you have Zerika, it's from a continuous flow of blood. When I take blood, I dip my finger in the blood, and I sprinkle it, it's just part of a bigger kli of blood. When I take the stick and I throw it, it's not part of anything. And therefore, it's not like Zerika that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, you're going to quibble with that? It's semantics. A little bit does that sound there, right? Rashi says, look at the last, second to last Rashi. Kigon Zerika's dam, shal panim, shena michuberes, it's not connected, ela mishtaber v'nofal tipim tipim. So he's saying the opposite of what I just said. It's not connected, rather it's just drops. As opposed to, I threw the stick. So it's not Zerika. Either way, it's not Zerika. Well, I said maybe I said it's wrong. The opposite. Rashi is the opposite. Since I'm taking a drop out of the thing, that's Zerika. But throwing the whole blood, no one does that. That would be that is like throwing the whole stick. Therefore, it's not the same thing. Therefore, if someone does that, a goy, even if he has the right kavanah, he thinks he's worshiping the idol, that's not worship. There's no worship like that. There's no worship like that. It doesn't. It's not that he worshipped that idol. It's not what he did in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you putter.
And when you break the stick, you don't break the animal's neck like that. You use a knife and cut it. Why do you make this stick?
Because it's a good question. It's a good question. Right?
You make the same distinction by breaking the stick and you break a neck with a hand.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're gonna have a whole day tomorrow with all about this issue, which we might get into your question about bowing. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody, have a very good day.